Well, welcome everybody. Happy Wednesday afternoon. Episode 54 of Playing With Perspective, the Suspended Animation Podcast. I'm your host, Darren Saul, and I'm here with the fantastic Greg Smith from Send Handwritten. And we're going to be chatting about turning your marketing upside down, one personal old school connection at a time. So for everybody out there is wondering who the hell is Greg, I'm going to tell you. Greg Smith is the founder and CEO of Send Handwritten. In a world of digital overwhelm, where most of us are drowning in gazillions of digital marketing messages, Greg helps his clients stand out from the crowd by going old school, sending personalized, beautifully designed, handwritten by real people, greeting cards that arrive in an exquisite wax-sealed envelope, for lead generation and client retention, 100% open rates and 15 response rate leaves digital alone in the dust. In Greg's own words, when a client called to let me know that the first 200 cards in a campaign of 1,200 had netted $210,000, I knew we were onto something powerful. Send Handwritten has now added some very clever digital time-lapse solutions to their suite of services. Also known as the master of client retention, Greg is looking forward to sharing more about what his crazy self and team are up to. So welcome, Greg.
Thank you very much, Darren.
My pleasure, mate. The master of client retention. I love it. Tell us a bit about you.
So, my background is actually in education. I founded and ran an outdoor education come corporate training centre for 20 years in the Tweed Valley in northern New South Wales.
Wow, fantastic.
And eventually I sold that and then worked for the group that I sold it to, an international not-for-profit, who took my baby and continued to nurture it.
Beautiful.
And in that whole process, I came to a point where I didn't want to work in that industry anymore, not because I didn't love it, but it was just time to move on. And I'd learnt lots in business. Starting and running a business takes a lot of energy and a lot of learning. And I wanted to help others then with what I'd learnt.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic, mate. And obviously, I love the name Send Handwritten. How did that come about?
So there is another interesting part to the story, and that is that when I sold that business, it's now not in as good a shape as when I sold it.
All right, wow.
And so my lesson when I sold my baby was that nobody is actually going to look after your baby like you do.
Yep.
And as it turns out, the group that I sold to are operationally wonderful.
Yep.
They have terrific standard operating procedures.
Yep.
Their budgets are precise. Unfortunately, though, they forget that customer experience is what really drives a business and encourages the business to grow.
Definitely.
And so that company is now half the size of what it was when I sold it 7 or 8 years ago now.
Right. Wow.
At the same time, having made that sale, I came to realize that I was really quite bored with being transacted and processed in the Australian marketplace as a consumer and as an entrepreneur.
Right. Wow.
So those two things came together and I started a consultancy called the Masters of Client Retention.
Okay, nice.
And my clients collectively continued to ask me a similar question.
Right.
And I put all those questions together and the question became, when collated, Greg, would you please give us a client retention or a lead generation tool that is cost-effective, highly impactful, easy to understand, simple to implement, and will maximize my ROI in the shortest time possible.
Yeah,
and what came to the surface, what percolated, was handwritten by real people, greeting cards that arrive in a handwritten, wax-sealed envelope.
Wow.
So we experimented, and the results were phenomenal.
Wowee. So we're going right back to old school, non-digital means of marketing.
and so Send Handwritten does not assert that we are a panacea. We're part of an ecosystem of effective communication for business.
I like that. Yep.
So our assertion is that digital is here to stay.
Yep.
And that's pretty evident when I've read figures that in 2019 there was well over 100 billion spent on the planet in digital marketing.
Wow.
In 2020, they were talking that there would be 250 spent on digital marketing on the planet. And I don't know what COVID has done to that figure.
Yeah.
But what that means for you and I as entrepreneurs is that we are at risk of being left, swiped, and gone, because human beings cope with too much data by deleting it. So we delete each other.
Oh, I like that.
How then, the question we asked ourselves was, how do we help ourselves and our clients stand out in amongst that $250 billion worth of noise?
Wow, fantastic. And so, and I know we'll get to this a bit later on, but you've kind of also bridged the gap a little with doing some very innovative stuff in the digital space that's kind of based on the non-digital space, but we'll get to that a bit later on. So you obviously have a number of different offerings in your, you know, in your solution package.
Yes.
But ideally it seems to me that you really are a company that, and a person that is really driven by thinking of how to help clients market themselves, retain their clients, business development, and be as innovative as possible, adapting to the changes in the marketplace and the new technologies as well.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what are the steps to launching a campaign? If I came to you and I was a client that needed your help, what are the process? How does the process work?
Okay. So with your permission, I'm going to share my screen because there's 5 steps.
All right.
In answer to
Perfect.
That question.
Fantastic.
So God knows how messy my poor old screen is here. This little graphic and share that. So can you see my screen, Darren?
I can.
So Send Handwritten is on about helping our clients with lead generation and client retention. So we want to get our clients more business.
Right.
So the first step is we spend time with our clients, like all consulting businesses do, getting really clear on what our client's strategy is.
Perfect.
So the zebras get together, our clients and ourselves, and we make sense of who it is that we're targeting, where are they, what's the intent of the campaign, what is it that we're trying to achieve, etc.
Gotcha.
That's not brain surgery when you're a consultant. That's what you do all day, every day.
Perfect. That's right.
But then we have a secret weapon. And our secret weapon is a guy called Andy Baker, who's our creative director. Mm-hmm. And he works one-on-one with our clients to design the creative impact for a campaign.
Right, great.
And Andy is tasked with achieving 3 main things. 1, we want to maximize open rates of the mail. 2, we want to maximize the response rates.
Yep.
And 3, we have to tickle a funny bone or create some intrigue.
Gotcha.
So, and there's a great story around that yak there with the pink sunnies on.
Yeah, I love it.
the third component is we produce the campaign. So we print some clients' cards and envelopes. We have a team who handwrite those cards and the envelopes. We wax seal the envelope. We emboss the company's, not our company's, our client's company's logo into the wax seal, put a stamp on it in whatever country the mail has been sent to or is going to be sent from. So if it's Australia, it's straightforward. If it's Canada, US, New Zealand, wherever we're going. And we do the entire strategy design and production delivery postage service for our client.
Right. Fantastic.
Along the way, we've actually dealt with step or component number 4, which is the data.
Yeah.
So if it's a Christmas card campaign, our client is going to give us their clients' names and addresses for a Christmas card. We don't actually advocate Christmas cards, but we do quite a few.
Okay.
If our client doesn't have the data, we have a team of targeted, verified lead generators. Right. So we're not buying lists. We're generating data from scratch.
Right.
So if you would like to send a campaign to every dentist in Southeast Queensland, my team will go and find the names and addresses of all of those dentists in Southeast Queensland.
Oh, fantastic. So you guys can do, if anybody wanted any type of list developed for their marketing, you can go and do it.
Correct.
Wow, yes. That's fantastic.
And the other part of that service is if somebody has a warm list, but they're not really too sure of the accuracy of that data, our team will also cleanse that data for our clients by making phone calls or doing some up-to-date research on those names and addresses. Because people move, particularly at the moment, people are moving around the marketplace because of the current situation.
Definitely.
And the fifth component of all this is that we won't do a campaign unless either our client's team or either our onshore or our offshore team are going to follow the cards through the marketplace with appointment setting calls.
Fantastic.
That way we get to have a front end to back end process that really supports our clients.
Gotcha. And then obviously you then track all the data and the ratios and the closing rates and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And you give that back to the client and they say, you know, this has been a successful campaign, or this is where we can tweak it and things like that.
Yeah.
All right. Fantastic.
Yeah.
And now I think you do this all over the world, don't you?
Yes. So our clients are really at the moment in the Western world. We had a South American inquiry, which meant writing in Spanish, which we can do, but we haven't tested ourselves yet. My Spanish is about... who was the little guy on Bugs Bunny, the little Mexican? That's about as good as my Spanish gets. Gonzales,
Speedy Gonzales.
Speedy Gonzales. That's Speedy about Gonzales. That's as good as my Spanish gets.
Andale.
That's him. Yeah.
fantastic, mate. And so, how do you do this? You know, even the collating, putting lists together for marketing, you can still do that in other countries.
Yes, Australia is our backyard, and we've perfected the system here in Australia. But we do have clients that we're doing this for in North America, and also in New Zealand.
Wow.
So the Western world.
All right, fantastic. And how have you found this kind of campaign integrates well with social media? Do they work together in a way, or is there an integration there?
Yeah. So one way or another, for the time being, for the foreseeable future, well, according to my crystal ball, which is currently in for a service, but according to my crystal ball, digital marketing is here to stay. But I think the other thing that is here to stay and needs to happen more is personal, empathetic, delightful, experience-based communication.
Yep, I like that. I agree.
So what we don't want to do as Send Handwritten is make the assertion that we're the answer, because we're not.
Yeah.
We're part of the answer. So if, for example, we integrate a Send Handwritten campaign with LinkedIn, so I'll use my example because I know it the best.
Yep.
I'll send out an invitation on LinkedIn. Darren Saul says, yes, I will connect with you, Greg, because I think you're a good-looking rooster. I'll say, thank you, Darren. I appreciate that. You'll get a copy of my ebook a few days later.
Yep.
You might get a digital card. You might get an invitation to follow my company profile. But on day 21 after connection, you'll get another message, and it says, not quite verbatim, but it says, g'day, Darren. I hope you received my card in the mail and that tickled a funny bone or created some intrigue. And there's a little bit more script.
Yep.
And then between day 25 and day 30, us having connected, there will be a phone call from my EA, and he will say, g'day, Darren. I wonder if you could help me. And you'll say, who the heck are you? And he'll say, the help that I can offer, or that I'm looking for rather, is I'd just like you to tell me if you got a card in the mail from my boss, Greg.
Right.
Now, what's happened just in that little part of the process is that we've got digital, LinkedIn, or social, however you'd like to describe that.
Yep.
Something tactile and fun has, you know, appeared in the mail, nicely wax sealed, hard to ignore.
Yep.
And then you've had an appointment setting call. By the time I get to have a conversation with a client, if the bouncing ball has bounced according to my rules and what I think should happen, then there should have been 6, 7, sometimes 8 touch points before Darren and I actually have a conversation. So it's a much warmer, more friendly, empathetic way to engage with what would otherwise be a cold prospect.
Beautiful. And I've heard the stats around that, and they vary quite a bit. Some people say you need 6 or 7 touch points. Some people need 21 touch points before you start to build a relationship. Who the hell knows? But I think 7 is fair.
Yeah. And then I've also heard on that topic that an email touch point might be worth 1 point. A video might be worth 5 points. But when something crazy turns up in your mailbox like that, how many points is that worth, Darren?
That's worth a lot.
That's a lot of points.
That's a lot of points. Now, you got to tell us a story about this yak. What's the story behind this yak?
Oh, yes. I need to tell you the story about the not yak. So here we go. Yes, the not yak. So I had a client who is still a client come to me about 12 months ago and said, Greg, no more digital marketing. I'm an accountant.
Yep.
It bores me to hell. I don't want to do it. I don't have time. I want to take that digital spend and I'd like to spend at least some of it with you on a pilot. I said, great. Brendan is his name. And there is Brendan's photo on the back of a sample card. So that's him, accountant in Brisbane. So we said, great. We handed the creative to Andy and he came up with the yak, which you will note, excuse the green screen, those parts that are see-through are green. And we matched the sunnies on the yak with Brendan's corporate colors.
Fantastic.
And the opening copy, handwritten copy inside that card, they're not A4 size, they're normal 5x7 cards, is, hi, Darren, hope you don't mind my old school approach. I'd love to have a yak with you.
That's fantastic.
And 2 months after we began the campaign, Brendan, the accountant, rang and he said, Greg, we have a problem. And I went, oh no, what have I done? And he said, I'm $210,000 up and I have to put on more staff to deal with the extra work.
Wow.
And I went, would you like to postpone month three? He signed up for a 6-month pilot. Would you like to postpone month three? He said, no, just sign me up for 3 years.
Oh my Lord.
Now, as we've gone on, if we consider that an accounting client stays with an accountant for on average 7 years, and in the first 2 months, we cleared $210,000 of ROI. 7 times 200,000 is 1.4 million ROI on approximately a $3,000 spend.
That is incredible.
Darren, if you spent $3,000 with me, would you be happy with a $1.4 million return?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely. That's insane.
Yeah. And while that campaign is one of our flagships because it's been so successful, there are others. But here's the funny piece of this. I was sitting with a real estate agent demonstrating some months ago how clever Let's Have a Yak With You happens to be because that is a $1.4 million at least dad joke. And the look on that lady's face was deadpan. No response, no smile, no shot of dopamine, which is what I trade in, nothing. And I used her name and I said, there's a dad joke here. This is a yak and to have a yak is to have a chat. Deadpan, no response, like it was as if she was not breathing. And I said, are you okay? And she said, that is not a yak. And I went, oh, what is it? She said, that is a long-haired Scottish cow.
Oh, my God.
So, of course, the joke now continues. So Brendan, the accountant, is actually $1.4 million up on a not yak.
On a long-haired Scottish cow.
On a long-haired Scottish cow.
Fantastic. And how does that that envelope arrive? Also in a wax seal presentation, or how does it actually arrive?
Yeah. So that particular campaign, it comes in a plain envelope, the colour of the sunglasses, with a black wax seal on the back. And we actually paint a little white fleck on it for the client, because it matches his doesn't quite show it there, but it matches his logo.
Wow.
So it's the precision, it's the care, it's almost the thought that counts.
Yep. Yep.
But consistently the results come for him as a client each month.
Actually, I think that's absolutely genius. I mean, if I receive something like that, of course I'm going to open it. It's handwritten. I'm going to read it. I'm going to share it around. I'm probably going to take photos of it. That's brilliant. I'm going to put it on social media. Who the hell knows? Yeah. That is just genius.
So we've got many, many stories about the responses that we've had when our mail lands.
Right.
Yeah. It's very rare for me to, in fact, it's never happened, Darren, and I want to know, has it happened for you, to send a message and to have somebody ring up and say, are you Greg Smith? And for me to say, who's asking? And the response is, I just got some mail from you and it's sitting on my dining room table and it's bloody brilliant. How did you do that? And can we do some work together? That's an exceptional response in a marketplace where we're just buried in marketing messages.
Absolutely. I think it's such a breath of fresh air. You know, we're always trying to do something a bit different. And that is a perfect example of thinking outside the box and coming up with a really clever, innovative strategy for grabbing attention. You know, very, very clever. And a campaign like that for this accountant, for example, how long before you have to change tack and, you know, use a different campaign?
Well, that's become an interesting question in the last couple of months.
Sure.
And the answer to the question at the moment is don't change it if it ain't broke.
Right. So just keep going for years.
Well, at some point we don't mind. We can change the creative to anything that we or the client chooses. But for the time being, that's a very powerful little dad joke. I'd love to have a yak with you.
Yep. Genius. Fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic. Mate, that's just outstanding. And now in this time, obviously, of, you know, the time we're living in right now with Corona and all that kind of stuff, I believe that you and your team have also come up with some very clever digital marriages of this type of concept. Maybe tell us a bit more about that.
Yeah. So the reality for all of us is at the moment, our teams and many of our clients are now working at home. So, Greg, how do I send a card campaign to my clients when I don't have their home address? I might have their business address, but I don't have their home address.
Gotcha. Yep.
So we came up with a few solutions to that, including, you know, ringing and asking for permission to send to a private address. There was a few things that we tried. However, again, with your permission, I'll share with you what we have called our digital cards, and this is a sample.
Fantastic.
And there is no sound behind this one yet. That is a work in progress. But now we can send for our clients, or our clients can send a digital card that arrives not in a handwritten envelope, but
love it. And this has music behind it as well and everything like that.
Okay, so we've just done a deal, and I need to be a little bit careful, but we've just done a deal with a very famous international singer who sings opera in a very modern and funky way.
Yeah.
And I won't tell you his name yet, although we've signed the deal. I don't have his permission to share that.
Yeah, sure.
So if you can imagine, if you are an Italian restaurant, and you send a message like this, and Pavarotti is singing the message in the background while the invitation to your Italian restaurant is written, or while the words to the operatic piece are sung, that is standout.
Wow.
Nobody is doing anything of that nature at all, as far as I know. Now, you'll notice that this one is branded to us for obvious reasons, but we would then brand whatever we do for a client to, you know, to them.
Wow.
So if I will share one more thing, because I'm very, I didn't do this, but I'm very, very proud of it and him for having produced this. And I think you've seen this. Let me just sort my screen out here. There he is there. And I'll go there, share that. So it was my birthday last Monday, and out of the blue, this message appeared in by text on my phone. Again, no music behind it.
Great. And this was a text on your phone.
So this appeared by phone.
Wow.
It then appeared by Skype, because Andy, our creative director who created this.
Brilliant.
Sent it to me via text and then by Skype. And of course, I'm so proud of it and what he created here that I'm sharing it with all sorts of people. And that's Andy, our creative director.
Sensational. So that's really great, because you don't have to, you can choose which means of communication you want to, use these through, whether it's email, text,
social media,
and you can, so you don't have to have one or the other, or you can maybe use all of them.
Mm-hmm. So now imagine we have that LinkedIn tactile card process, yep, plus the appointment setting,
yep,
in that flow at the start, somewhere in the middle, or at the end.
Yep.
We can add something that moves and sings or narrates, that's highly engaging, really fun and creative, so that you and your business become remarkable and memorable. And that's the point of the game.
Yep, absolutely. Yep. Fantastic. And have you got any case studies of exactly this last offering that you put together that, you know, in this period that might have really made a difference to a company?
No, not yet. The first of these went out about 2 weeks ago.
Okay,
and it's a little bit early for us to actually report on any ROI on that.
Yep.
Keeping in mind that if the intent of a DigiCard campaign is to stay front of mind and to let your client know that they matter and that you care, you might not be actually seeking a short-term ROI. It might be a longer-term play. And if I think about each of the clients that have engaged so far, that's actually the case. It hasn't been a short-term piece of work. Yeah. They now have in their kit bag for under $300, they have 10 of these with different messages and different designs. So for a suite of 10, it's less than $300.
Wow.
We give the digital card to the client, and they might send it out once, but they might send it out 10,000 times.
Right. And I can send it out forever. Once I have them, they're mine forever.
Yep, they're all branded to you. That's your message. You do with it as you wish. So you'll have something fun, funky, engaging that moves to send out when the need arises. Hey, Darren, like if I was eating my own dog food on this particular topic, and we chew really fast on our own dog food, but if I had a digital card ready to send to you post-podcast, it would be, hey, Darren, that was awesome fun. Really enjoyed our time together. Can't wait to do that again. But next time, face-to-face with a beer in hand.
Love it. Brilliant. Brilliant. Yeah. And what I love about this is you can use this as a sales campaign, or you can adapt this to just a general relationship building campaign. So it doesn't have to be pushing a particular agenda or selling anything in particular, or even trying to follow up for a next step. It could just be another way of staying in touch with people, keeping top of mind, you know, brand recognition, brand awareness exercise with a very soft, indirect message that just keeps you top of mind and different to everything else that everybody does. So that's, I think it really works beautifully, and it integrates so well with digital, because it's, you know, you're kind of marrying the two. It's genius.
Yeah. And so for us, and I just changed my screen in the background there, for us, the criteria for deciding whether we'll do this or not is really there. If this tool is going to help help let your clients know that you care. Yeah. So you're demonstrating your empathy. Yeah. We'll consider it. If this is a way of engaging and being authentic and real and appreciative of your client, we'll think about engaging with you. Right. If this is about creating some wow and delight, so the question is, how do you Disney-fy your business?
Yep.
We're interested in engaging. If you're interested in creating memories via some great experiences, we'll engage.
Perfect.
And if you are the sort of business that does actually walk, talk, and follow up and do what you say you're going to do, we know that loyalty begets loyalty, and that's the sort of client that we're looking for. If you're after a quick buck, and you're not really playing by that value set, we're not keen.
Yeah, because it's a long-term strategy. It takes to and fro. It takes tweaking. It's a relationship.
Yep. Correct.
That's fantastic. So, well done, Greg. And so if people want to get in touch with you to talk about all these different products and solutions for their business and go through a strategy session, what's the best way for them to do that?
The best way is by email, I would say, or look me up on LinkedIn. My email address is greg@sendhandwritten.com.au. Yep. So no big surprise there. certainly Greg Smith on LinkedIn. And there could be a few good-looking Greg Smith roosters. or send handwritten. You'll find me via our company handle in LinkedIn.
Yep.
And that's probably enough for now.
All right, awesome. Well, I'll put all those... all those links in the show notes as well. And I always like to ask my guests at the end of the show, have you got one or two tips that you can leave us, just things that come to the top of your mind about general marketing or branding or, you know, customer retention, anything that comes to mind that people can really utilize in their day-to-day right now?
Yeah, and let's reflect on that in terms of our current situation. Our mantra at the moment really is show up while the chips are down.
I like that.
And you will be remembered.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And these cards and digicards are superb for that, exactly that reason.
Yeah.
You don't even have to make a phone call. It's just saying, I'm here, I'm thinking about you in a nice, fun, engaging way that actually stands out because everybody's doing the same thing, sending emails and telephone messages and texts. It's just another way to say, hi, I'm here, and it's fresh and it's unique.
And if webinar fatigue is a real thing, and I've been told it is a real thing.
Yeah, it is.
Imagine at the moment, today, this afternoon, if you go to your post box outside your home, which is actually a magic box if you play it the right way.
Yeah.
If you go to your magic box and in that magic box, there is a clever wax sealed delightful message from your accountant, and it simply says, g'day Darren, things are tricky at the moment, one way or another I've got your back, I'm working 18 hours a day, here's my number, call me if the wheels fall off.
Love it.
Regards, Jack, if he was your accountant.
Yeah.
Imagine the impact, the emotional influence, or the emotional connection that you would have to somebody actually reaching out and caring.
Definitely. I think that's superb. Superb. Yeah. Well done. Well, Greg, I mean, thank you so much for sharing all these amazing solutions and products that you have. And I'm sure you've got many, many more.
Yeah. There's a few more up our sleeve, but yes,
many,
for now.
Many more. And I love the long-haired Scottish cow.
Yes, good on him. He's been very, very helpful for us.
Fantastic, mate. Fantastic. But again, really appreciate you coming on the show. It's been a fascinating discussion about another a perfect example of how you can marry digital and non-digital forms of marketing and be very creative and innovative in a time where you need to be. So I think that's genius.
Fantastic.
Fantastic, mate. So thanks again. And for everybody
My
out
pleasure.
There, big thank you to Greg. And we'll see you very, very soon for another episode. And bye for now.
Bye. Thanks, Darren.
Thanks, Greg.